This summer season is a gift from God, and we spend our days enjoying God's beautiful creation because here in the Pacific Northwest, it's a great time to be outside. But the summer season is also a wonderful time to grow in faith, to really bask in the sun and the glory of God's gifts to all of us. Now, one of those ways that's been happening for many, many years is the World Apostolate of Fatima Retreat. It's coming up July 26th at Holy Rosary Church. Joining us today, who's going to be one of the great speakers you'll experience there, it is our good friend, Mother Mary of the Angels of the Sisters of Reparation. Good morning, Mother Mary. Thank you for being here.
Good morning, Brenda, and to everyone who is listening. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Mother Mary, families and kids would go, oh, we get to do all of these wonderful things during the summertime because we're not at school. What does a nun do during the summertime as far as ministry work is concerned?
Pretty much the same things they do year-round. You see, souls are souls 365 days of the year. And so however we minister during the year, we continue that ministry in the summertime. Now, for some sisters, of course, classes might be over or something like that, depending on what they do. But for myself, as a reparation sister, my work continues each and every day in many different parishes and different kinds of works, supporting our religious basis where our family, our community dwells, supporting our dones, visiting the sick, taking care of the needs of the community, and just plain daily work, office work, whatever needs to be done.
Sister, as we were preparing for our discussion today, we talked about the election of our Pope Leo XIV, an American pope, but really a man who has been suited for the whole world in his ministry. Mm-hmm. And we look about what he has for him, and he's seen a lot of change in the world, and no doubt in his pontificate, we'll continue to see that. In your ministry, over all of the years that you have involved yourself here in the Portland area, are you seeing a shift now in the, I don't know, maybe the needs of the poor are always going to be the needs of the poor, but is there a hope or a shift that people are starting to feel just maybe in their own lives?
Well, I'm going to answer that a little differently than you expect. Hope is always there, and our hope is in Christ. And I know that there is a lot of centering on the financially poor people of our world, but a lot of the work that we do is on the poverty of spirit and faith. And that's really, you know, you can give money, you can give donations, you can give food to help those that are needy, that, you know, need something for their table, need a meal, need to have their rent paid, whatever else. Yes, we certainly do a lot of that. But the greater poor that I see are those that have God surrounding them in his love and his faith and his hope and are choosing not to accept those gifts that he wants to give them. And so many of them, as you all know, are ones who have been brought up in our Catholic faith, made a decision that they didn't need it anymore, and are, you know, feel that the world gives them everything that they need. And you and I both know that that is not the case. It doesn't lead us to happiness. It doesn't lead us to peace and contentment. And so wherever I can, wherever I am, I am looking for those souls that may be open to understand a little more about the relationship they have the possibility to have with God. I look for souls who have it, you know, and to try to strengthen that for them. It doesn't matter what faith they practice. That's not the issue. You know, there's all kinds of elements of hope. But absolutely, wherever we can give it, we all need to do that. And God sends people like this into our lives. He helps us to open up, and he helps us to see where their great needs are. And the question is, are we willing to give the moment or the few moments that we have in order to help them? And so that happens every day, just every day in so many different places.
Mother Mary, Saint Monica is such an inspiration for so many families, especially for mothers who pray for children who have lost their way. And I know even for myself, raising children, and God bless me that they remain faithful, that we want to control that conversation. Or when we've seen that mystery, we want to use that role as a parent to just say, this is how you're going to have to do it, because that's how we've raised children, you know, when they were little, is we just tell them what's good for them. And yet when they're older, they decide for themselves. For parents who are struggling and for a mother's heart, that's a big hurt when they see their children going in different directions, deciding for themselves, I control what I do and believe. That how, what would you say to those parents? Like, how can we remain patient, pray, and still try to be encouraging without pushing children away? What's a good kind of maybe step towards that that you would suggest?
Well, first of all, keep the door open. Keep the door open. Pay attention to what is happening in the lives of your children. Pay attention to what their gifts are, what their strengths are. Be there to guide, even if it isn't to bring them back into the practicing of faith, the guidance to help them to make better decisions in their lives. Struggles will come. Challenges will come. Are you there? You know, are you supporting them during those times? But keep those prayers going. Prayer changes things. Prayer is the greatest gift that we can give to God. And of course, the greatest prayer is the sacrifice of the Mass. So one of the things that I recommend to parents when they come with that kind of an issue is add a Mass in during the week. You know, yes, you fulfill the commandments by going to the Mass on Sundays. Absolutely. That fulfills your requirements. But there are Masses said every single day of the week. And they're all different times in different parishes, especially here in Portland. We have Masses, all, you know, means four or five different selections of times every morning of a weekday. Try to go to an extra Mass along the way, because that is your greatest prayer, and offer it for your children, you know, or make some form of a sacrifice. If you can't do that, make some sort of a small act of reparation that you're offering specifically for that. You know, do without something or do something that you don't want to be doing, whatever, and use it as an offering of reparation specifically for those souls. But God does hear the prayers of parents. He does. But he does not enter into our free will. You know, that's the one gift that God has given to humankind, sets us apart from all the other creatures of the earth, is our free will. God does not enter that. He encourages us. He cajoles us, you know, he reminds us, and his love is just eternal and abounding. So the more that we pray, the more hopefully that our children will be open to receive some of that love and recognize the God that they are missing, you know, the gifts of his love that they are missing. But whatever you can do, just stay connected, you know, don't break the ties. And if the ties are broken, try to reconnect them. So that your presence can really influence your children. And, you know, as I can't remember this moment, which was it St. Francis who said, go and preach everywhere. And if you have to, use words. You know, we preach by our lives. We preach by our actions. Are we being the love of God in living form to these people that are the ones we are concerned about in our family? Are they truly experiencing the love of God through who we are? That's really the question. And if they are, they'll find it.
They will find it. And as parents, we pray and we rely on that hope, this beautiful year of hope.
Yes.
And offer the rosary. And Our Lady of Fatima asked those children so many years ago, pray my rosary. And it is a real spiritual weapon and a gift that we also have as parents to rely on. And a very special event is coming up. It is the World Apostolate of Fatima's annual retreat on July 26th. And Mother Mary, you are going to be one of the speakers. I want to know more about that. But as usual, we are short on time and time for our break. Can you stay with me so we can continue in the next half hour?
Of course.
Thank you. the gift of Our Lady of Fatima was to pray the rosary. And it is a beautiful opportunity to learn more about the rosary, but more importantly, about the sanctification of the family. Mother Mary of the Angels will be at the retreat, the World Apostolate of Fatima Portland Chapter Retreat, coming up July 26th. Mother Mary's been with us throughout this hour to talk more about it and continue this morning. Good morning, Mother Mary. Thank you for being with me.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Our Lady of Fatima appeared so many years ago to these little children and asked them to pray the rosary. Now, at that time of the year, in those summer months, it's very hot in Fatima in Portugal, and yet they offered up their time waiting for this beautiful lady. Tell our listeners about, even though it was more than 100 years ago, why is the message of Fatima relevant now more than ever?
Because it was not just a message. It was an event in time when the Blessed Virgin Mary, who is the Mother of God, the Mother of the Church, came to the earth, made herself present to the simplicity of a family, three little children in Portugal, and told them, an angel came first, of course, as you know, to prepare them for that. And then she appeared in those times, this was in 1917, and asked them to pray. And even amidst the three children, there were differences, because the little boy and the little girl were brother and sister, and he was not quite as open to understand. So there were certain things that he could not hear in Our Lady's voice during those visions. And Lucia, of course, was a cousin, and she lived longer than they did, and had her job was to continue to bring that message of Fatima forward. But it was an event in time that changed the world in so many ways. And Fatima is necessary even today because of its message. Then she was telling them to pray to stop the war, mm-hmm. you know, and that the world had to be consecrated to her, had to become under her. Who was she? She was the Mother of God. She was the new Eve, the one that came from the answer of the original Eve's failure in the Garden of Paradise to come and be the co-redemptrix with Christ. It was a continuum from the Old Testament to the New. And she has appeared to us in many ways. Lourdes, you know, there's many punt men. There were many other appearances that Our Lady did. But it was her way to continue that life of the church and to restore humankind. And her message was not meant just for that moment in time. It was meant for all of us. And so the Fatima message is very appropriate today. It's very current in what she's asking us to do. And the simple weapon that she has asked us to use, which is a powerful weapon, is her rosary. You know, and it's, you know, five simple decades in it, going through the mysteries of our Lord's life and the events of Our Lady's life with Jesus and the growing and, you know, obviously coming to the glorious mysteries, and then the luminous mysteries were added by Pope St. John Paul II. But they bring us into the events of the life of Christ so that we can meditate on those and see how they fit the events of our own lives. So it's something very living. It's something very right. And when we look at our world today and see how sin continues to abound, Our Lady wants to depend on us to be her friend, to be her love, to be her faithful ones. And we can say the rosary anytime, any place, any circumstances. We can pray it singly. We can pray it in groups. We can pray it as a whole church. But it is a powerful weapon against Satan and the sin of the world. So it's a very simple message. Very, very simple. But we need it today.
More than ever, we need that today for our own lives, for the lives of our children, and for the whole world, for those who have not had an opportunity to know this message, because they are still out there. And through your ministry, through what we do here at Mater Dei Radio, we hope to continue to reach people. You are offering a talk that day on Saturday the 26th. family sanctified through reparation love. Mm-hmm. Now, the reparation love, what's the connection of reparations in Fatima?
Oh, that's what she was asking us for. That's what she was telling the children to do, to make their many sacrifices. What the simple word reparation, simple words, repair, restore, refine, rebuild. It's just like anything. When you injure something, you have to do something to repair it. And Our Lady was asking them to make reparation, especially for those offenses against her Immaculate Heart and those who do not believe in the Immaculate Conception of Mary, because she was truly immaculate conceived, that she could bring forth the Son of God. And so those rosaries that she is requesting is to help repair for that. You know, it's a very simple thing. If you have nails and you have a board and you hammer nails into that board and then you pull the nails out, what do you have left? You have a hole, right? Well, the hole is what happens when we make an offense against God or against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And we may be sorry and we may do our penance if we take it to confession, but that hole is still there and it has to be refilled. It has to be plugged up, you know, somehow or the other. This is what she is asking these acts of reparation for, these rosaries to be said, and whatever little acts that we can do, children can do them. And the children of Fatima understood. I mean, those were little children. They got it. Mm-hmm. They got it. And they spend hours making acts of reparation. They would give up their food that they had had for lunch and whatever, because they were out in the fields tending the sheep and all. You know, they knew, they came to understand that. So all of us can participate in that. Age is not limiting us to what we can do for what Our Lady has asked us to do. So yes, it's a very important message, and it is very timely today.
Mother Mary, we're using words throughout our discussion that I'm picking up on: reparation, sacrifice. We look at the messages that the children received from Fatima of hell and a pope being assassinated. These are all intense and dark messages. But under all of it is hope. Mm-hmm. How do we find hope in the darkness of what could be if we don't heed this message?
Well, where does hope originate? It originates as one of the three theological virtues that we all receive at our baptism. They are infused into our soul at the time of our baptism. Our life of grace is meant to nourish those gifts, to restore them. And when we have Christ in our life, when we have His Mother in our life, when we have a living faith, we have hope. We have hope. They are our hope. And so that promise that He has given to us, that, you know, eternal rest will be ours, eternity is ours if we remain faithful to His life, to His teachings, to His love. And Mary, of course, reflects all of this. I mean, everything that when you go to Mary for something, what does she do? She just turns you right to her Son. She can't help it, you know, because her Son is God. And everything that is of Mary is to bring honor and praise and glory to God. So hope just abounds in that. And frankly, it's the only really true hope that we have in our life today, is that which lies in our relationship with the Lord and in our desire to reach eternal life when the end of our life may come. So no, it Mary and her message of Fatima, Jesus and all of His teachings are just abounding with gifts of hope. And of course, this is the year of hope.
Right.
And it's meant to do that. It's meant to restore us. The color for hope liturgically is green. And so you might put something in your life that you look at that's green around you just to remind you each and every day of that gift of hope. But it is the promise. And we know that when we follow what the Lord and what Our Lady asks us to do, there is hope in the future. And she shows us now. You know, we don't have to wait to the end, people who are doing what she's asking have a great sense of hope.
Hmm. That's beautiful. For people like me too, who tend to be a little impatient, it's good to know that, well, it's all available to us right now.
Oh,
all we
yes.
have to do is open our hands and receive right. it. Well, Mother Mary, it's always a beautiful morning when you join us. Before we end today, will you lead us in a prayer?
Well, I think we should say the prayer of Our Lady herself. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Amen. Mother Mary, thank you so much for being with us mm-hmm. today. Now, that World Apostolate of Fatima Day Retreat coming up Saturday, July 26th. It begins early in the morning, 7:30, with the Rosary and then, of course, Holy Mass. Deacon James Thurman will be there as one of the speakers, as well as Mother Mary of the Angels. And you can find more information by going to our webpage. It'll have all of the details, and you'll find that link on today's podcast at materdayradio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app.